Tell us what's new at the movies, movie stuff, movie news, what's happening in the movie world. Hold on the line, Brett. Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin right now. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN for Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New clues in the search for the suspect in the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The FBI has provided fresh images and a reward of up to $100,000 for information leading to an arrest. Correspondent Carter Evans has details from Orem, Utah.
Investigators released surveillance video Thursday night showing the man they say shot and killed Charlie Kirk running across the roof of Utah Valley University's Losee Center after the shooting, dropping to the ground below and fleeing the scene through a campus parking lot.
As he did that, he left some palm impressions. There's some smudges, some places we're looking to collect DNA.
President Trump.
He's an animal, total animal. And hopefully they'll have him and they'll get him. What he did is disgraceful.
Kirk was a close Trump ally. The president says he plans to attend the funeral. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are cutting back on public events after Charlie Kirk's death.
New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez postponed a rally in North Carolina. Arizona Senator Ruben Gallego postponed a town hall in Las Vegas. South Carolina Representative Nancy Mace says she'll start carrying a gun in states that allow it.
I will not be doing any outdoor events anytime soon.
Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina isn't sure extra security will do much.
I think we just need to be smart, you know. That's what these folks try to do. They try to scare you into inaction.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
We're learning more about the 16-year-old suspected school shooter in Colorado who wounded two classmates at Evergreen High this week. Jackie Kelly is with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Based on some of the information that we're seeing about this suspect is that there's some, he was radicalized by some extremist network.
Police say Desmond Holley died by suicide. Secretary of State Marco Rubio meets with Qatar's prime minister in Washington days after an Israeli strike that targeted Hamas leaders in Doha. CBS's MTS Tayyab is there.
These meetings will be the first face-to-face talks following Israel's shocking attacks here in the capital, Doha, which has enraged key American allies all across the Middle East.
Qatar hosts the largest American military base in the region. The country has close economic ties to the U.S. It promised to give President Trump a $400 million plane as a new Air Force One. Lawmakers in California have passed a bill that would forbid law enforcement officers, including ICE agents, from wearing face masks when they stage immigration raids. Another measure would require them to identify themselves. SWAT teams would be exempt. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A cell phone helped rescuers find three people after a plane crash in Lake Michigan near Racine yesterday. It's reported they texted for help and the Coast Guard pulled them from the water within an hour. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. In August, Racine County saw home sales rise 6.5%, while Kenosha dropped nearly 2%. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says both counties faced shrinking listings, making competition tougher for buyers and pushing prices higher. Racine County is expanding its CREW program to include video chats between officers and mental health workers. Officials say it'll give faster support during calls for those needing mental health assistance. Republican lawmakers have introduced bills encouraging school district mergers as enrollments decline statewide. Pleasant Prairie Representative Amanda Nedweski says consolidation could expand opportunities for students, with her proposal offering financial incentives for voluntary mergers. And the Veterans Stand Down event is tomorrow at Festival Hall in Racine. More than 60 groups will be showing the services they offer to veterans, like in housing, employment, and health care. Organizers say it's a way to show support to veterans and to give them a thank you. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers now 2-0. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers beat the Washington Commanders 27-18 thanks to some outstanding play by the Packers defense, safety Xavier McKinney, on how they shut down last year's Rookie of the Year, quarterback Jaden Daniels.
The pass rush was relentless. I think we did a great job, not only just rushing, but containing him as well. You know, those things, you know, all together helped us, because even when sometimes he did get out of the pocket, everybody swarmed. So, like, it really didn't mean much. He didn't really get nowhere.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers play the Crimson Tide. It's the first time ever the two teams have played together in Alabama. Kickoff set for 11 a.m. Danny O'Neill expected to start again at quarterback for the Badgers. Number 19th ranked Alabama is a 21-point favorite. Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers opening a three-game weekend series against the St. Louis Cardinals. The Brewers still have the best record in baseball with a 5.5-game lead over the Cubs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Some patchy fog possible early. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies and another stellar September day with a high of 74. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible late. Otherwise, a mild night with a low of 62. On Saturday, partly sunny, a high of 77. It's 58 at our studios.
I'm cold now, too, that I'm old. 45, I just get cold. I always have to bring a jacket. It could be 135 degrees outside, and I will walk around with a jacket. And I see these young people, and I just think, where are your jackets? My body's falling apart. My shoulder hurts because I stand on stage like this. My body can't handle this. And I went to the doctor to try to fix it, and they talked to me like I was an old car. He just goes, I wouldn't put any more money into it, to be honest. I pulled a muscle recently. I guess it was in my soul. I mean, it was dead middle of my body. I thought it was the front, and then I was like, well, that back hurts too. You know, so. Well, what's in the middle? What muscle is in the middle?
I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should spooky old woods alone. Oh. that I could be trusted walking with you alone.
And the Pharaoh's Little Red Riding Hood. It's 8:11, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Don't forget, it's September. That means Party on the Pavement's almost here. A fun Saturday with five music stages, food, drinks, and street performers all spread out over a 12-block area in downtown Racine. Plan for a fun day Saturday, September 20th, noon to 7. Party on the Pavement, presented by the Downtown Racine Corporation, SC Johnson, American Place Casino, and Ziegler Honda. See all the details when you click on the events tab at WRJN.com. And I think Monday, Kelly Cruz is coming in from the Downtown Racine Corporation. We're going to do some chit-chat about Party on the Pavement. Should be a lot of fun. All right, 4 years after 9/11, the government made September National Preparedness Month. And a poll looked at the top things we'd grab if we had only 5 minutes to evacuate. Number one, what do you think it is? Of course, it's our cell phones, followed by our wallet or purse, important documents, prescription meds, and family photos. What about grandma and the kids? Are they on the list anywhere? You know, we're going to... Now we got the cell phone. Grandma and the kids are going to have to wait. Nope. Billy Joe Royal. It's 8:12 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Here's Down in the Boondocks.
Down in the Boondocks. I love a little girl that lives up.
Local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
The day. Feel the rhythm of Studio OXO, Racine's premier dance studio for adults and teens. Whether you're just starting out or a seasoned pro, their welcoming, inclusive space empowers you to move with confidence and express yourself through dance. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $75 gift certificates for just $37.50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
It's 8:15. Looking for a partly sunny day today with a high near 76 degrees. Cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Now, we're talking in the middle of the night here. Just a slight chance, low 65. Chance of more showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs near 76. And sunny on Sunday with a high near 76 right now. We had some fog, still a little foggy out there. Cloudy, 62 degrees right here at Radio Park. All right. When you go to the doctor's office, you ever check the diplomas on the wall to make sure the doctor is for real? Well, some people do, some don't. Maybe you should. A fake doctor operated on a patient while he's watching the operation on how to do it on YouTube. Yeah, check those diplomas.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
The Hospice Alliance Hospice House is a one-of-a-kind, tranquil, home-like setting located in Pleasant Prairie. In the Hospice House patients receive 24/7 nursing care and support. It's been a warm and welcoming home away from home for patients and their families since 2003. Just one more reason to consult the experts at Hospice Alliance, where the quality of life and adding life to days is their priority of care. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. Again, HospiceAlliance.org.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Flo's grits are no longer kissable. Holly Holiday, who played waitress Flo on the 1970s hit show Alice, has passed away. Flo telling a diner customer to kiss my grits was commonplace on the CBS sitcom that ran from 1976 to 1985 and made her iconic. Holiday was the last surviving member of the cast, which included Linda Lavin, who was Alice, Beth Howland, who played Vera, and Vic Tayback, who played Mel and was, well, awesome. Holly Holiday died from complications from pneumonia. She was 88 years old. If you're hoping to see Bad Bunny in concert in America, you might be out of luck. The Puerto Rican rapper says he did not include tour dates for the USA for fear of ICE raids. The 31-year-old artist, whose real name is Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, says he loves America and performing here, but is concerned that those who attend his show would be at risk if ICE showed up outside the venue. Bad Bunny sounds like a good dude. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A pretzel cheddar club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the pretzel cheddar club with cherry berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits. Don Rosen.
Make me glad that I feel this way. The way you smile, the way you hold my hand, and when I'm down, you always understand. You know I love those little things in my ear that you say when there's no one near. Little things that you do, let me know that your love is true. When we walk, you like to hold my hand, and when we talk, you tell me I'm your man. You know I love those little things that I hear, the little things you whisper in my ear. I know there ain't nobody else.
Goldsboro, Little Things, local news, timeless hits at WRJN, a civic media station, hometown radio, refreshed. Looking for a partly sunny day today with a high near 76 right now, still a little foggy, 62 degrees right here at Radio Park. Here's an interesting trivia question. Who was the very first person ever to have their belly button shown on television? Interesting. A lot of people would say, well, that was I Dream of Jeannie, Barbara Eden. No, they had it covered up. No, they never showed her belly button. It was in 1975. It was Cher. She was wearing one of those revealing outfits, and her belly button was shown. And it was the first time ever in TV history we'd ever seen one. Oh, my goodness, a belly button. Oh, what were they thinking? Why were they afraid to show us a belly button? We all have them, right? Here come the Box Tops, Cry Like a Baby.
When I think about the good love you gave me, I cry like a baby. As I look back on
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind.
Those are the Monkees. I'm a believer. Local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. Partly sunny today with a high near 76. Now it's cloudy, but I think I saw a peak of sunshine. I can't swear to it, but I think I saw a peak out there. So take a look for yourself. Hey, we're having a little fun at WRJN.com with a new weekly poll question. It's nothing heavy, just looking for opinions with a fun twist to it. Look for the You're the Judge feature at WRJN.com. This week's question, what's your favorite way to spend your Friday nights in Racine? It's sponsored by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999. That's 888-999-6644. How do I spend my Friday nights? I have to think of that for a minute. Hey, one of the first couples ever to meet and get married over Zoom got divorced. They never met in person. The woman claims the guy was unfaithful, went back with his ex. Is anybody surprised by this turn of events? I don't think so. Hey, coming up, Dick Graceffa on the other side of news and sports and so forth. We're going to be talking about high school football in just a moment. Right now, it's exactly 8:30 on the nose.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A cell phone helped save three people after their small plane crashed into Lake Michigan near Racine yesterday. The survivors texted first responders in Milwaukee, who relayed their location to the Coast Guard about 14 miles east of Wind Point. A boat and a helicopter were sent out, and all three were pulled from the water within an hour. Officials say the passengers were wearing life jackets, which helped them stay above the water until the rescue teams got there. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Up in Racine, down in Kenosha. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says in August, Racine County home sales rose 6.5%, while Kenosha slipped nearly 2%. Both areas are seeing inventories reduced, with Racine listings down 9%, Kenosha down 10%. The tight supply is leading to stronger buyer competition and rising prices. Realtors say without more construction, it'll be tough for buyers looking for affordable homes. People facing mental health issues in Racine County can now get faster assistance. It's called a groundbreaking program in a statement, and it's a system that will see mental health professionals joining law enforcement on calls through a video chat. It's an expansion of the county's CREW program, which has been linking police with behavioral health staff for 5 years.
The high-tech addition aims to offer quicker community-based support, especially in areas not near mental health centers. Leaders say it's about getting the right help to the people in need while supporting officers and improving overall safety. Veterans and the entire community are invited to the 2025 Racine County Veterans Stand-Down event. Running from 10 to 2, the event brings together over 60 groups to provide help with housing, employment, health care, and other services. Racine County Veterans Service Officer Sean Rivers says the day is both about meeting needs and showing appreciation for those who served. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Some patchy fog possible early. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies and another stellar September day with a high of 74. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible late. Otherwise, a mild night with a low of 62. On Saturday, partly sunny, a high of 77. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
When I was growing up, the rule at the dinner table was never speak unless spoken to. If you do speak, have it be relevant to the conversation at hand. And certainly, never talk until the person who's currently talking has finished. Whereas I feel like in my wife's family, the rule was, as soon as you think something, say it out loud. Ideally, try to start saying it before you finish thinking it. Try to hear the completed thought outside your head with your ears for the very first time. Another cool thing my wife's family does is they will call a restaurant to order delivery, and it's only when they're on the phone with the restaurant that they ask everybody else what they want. They will low-key criticize the restaurant on the phone with the restaurant. They'll be like, should we get the dumplings? And from across the room, someone will be like, no, their dumplings are soggy. We're not gonna get the dumplings.
Dick Recep is here to talk about Friday Night Lights. We've got football, but before we get to tonight's game, what a squeaker last weekend in Union Grove. They're undefeated still, right?
Yep, they're undefeated, and they're going to play Burlington tonight, the game we're going to cover. Yeah, it was a great game.
1 point.
1 point. Elkhorn went for the win instead of trying to kick the extra point to send it into a second overtime.
You know, you always think about what if, what if, what if, and of course it doesn't matter in the end, what if,
right.
But what an exciting
right.
game last week, and that's my wife's alma mater, Union Grove, rah, 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 go, 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 Union Grove. Okay, so tonight we also have another great game.
Well, tonight we have a good game also. Union Grove, undefeated 3-0, will visit Burlington, who's 3-0. Burlington, a little bit of a surprise. I'm not surprised by Union Grove being 3-0 at this point, but I am a little bit about Burlington. So we'll see what happens tonight. I'm looking for another really good game tonight, and should be exciting for our listeners.
Always looking forward to high school football. You know, we're staying with it. WRJN has been doing high school football for a long, long time, and this is it. This is where we stay, and we got... There's only been a few people in the history of this radio station that's done high school football. Gary Sewer And then we had, from Carthage. What's it? I forgot his name all of a sudden. Just had it on the tip of my tongue.
John Weiser.
John Weiser and you. We had a few guest people come in here and there. But for the most part, that's it. Yeah. Yep. Talk about what's going on with the Racine schools.
So St. Catharines was undefeated going into last weekend, and they had a little bit of a brawl at their second game of the year, so they had some suspension. So they lost a game that they should have won, but I still anticipate they're a very good team. Lutheran is doing very well. Racine Lutheran. We'll have them, by the way, next week against Cudahy. Then you go to the county schools. You got Waterford doing very well. Union Grove undefeated. Burlington undefeated. So a lot to look forward to, you know, as we go on. We're in week four this week, so we're almost halfway through the regular season already.
Whoa. All right, high school football action tonight. Now, the pregame will kick off a little differently. Not at 6:30, but at what, 6:40?
6:40, very good, Don. Yep, we've gone to 6:40 now.
Hey, my mother didn't raise any stupid kids. 6:40, <Okay. laughs> kickoff at 7 o'clock. High school football, of course, presented in part by Main Street Bakery and Lee's Deli. You can find the season schedule online at WRJN.com. And do not forget, the game is also streamed online at DG Sports, which is dgsports.mixlr.com. That's dgsports.mixlr.com. So your great-grandmother in Plover can listen to the game, or wherever she is in America or the world, she can listen to the game on the stream, which is really good. Hey, Dick, I dug this out. I don't know if you remember this high school cheerleading football song. Remember this?
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says this school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Hey, hey, take it away. Get
so
ball and fight.
To your school.
Fridays. That's a great high school football song, isn't it?
It is, and I do remember it.
Yeah, the Beach Boys, Be True to Your School. Remember my first radio station, they always played that just before the high school football game of the week. They love that song. All right, real quickly, what's our game again tonight?
Okay, again, it's Union Grove at Burlington. Both come in undefeated, 3-0. Pregame will be at 6:40 with kickoff at 7 p.m.
All right, my friend. Talk to you next Friday. Have a great game tonight. Should be nice weather for it, and just have a good time. Be safe, all right?
Okay. Thanks, Don. Talk next week.
All right. Dick Graceffa doing our high school football. It's 8:41, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Glenn Campbell, Wichita lineman. Love this song. Partly sunny today. Highs near 76. Right now, some clouds. 62 degrees here at Radio Park.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another. Singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all. Wichita lineman is still on the
Glenn Campbell, Wichita lineman, 844 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's a fun fact for you. This year is the 108th anniversary of magician's Song People in Half. The first time that trick was performed successfully was in London in 1921. Successfully? Because how many times did they try it where it didn't work? Ooh, I hate to be there for that performance, huh? Partly sunny today, highs near 76, cloudy, slight chance of showers overnight tonight, lows around 65, chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, highs near 76, sunny and Sunday with a high near 76 right now. We got some clouds, 62 degrees here at Radio Park, every mother's son. Come on down to my boat, baby.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, She's a fisherman's daughter, Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Come with me, But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night, Father never lets us.
Every mother's son, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 8:47. We've got Mike Clements coming up in just a moment for you, talking about that big win last night with the Packers. Hey, don't forget, the morning show is sponsored every morning on WRJN by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward, one step at a time. Learn more at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
A masterful comedy that will woo you from the start. The Importance of Being Earnest continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Jack resides in the country, Algernon in the city. They've each created an imaginary person to escape their lives, but living a double life has its drawbacks, especially in love. To impress two ladies, Jack and Algernon find themselves caught in a complicated charade of witty dialogue, romantic notions, and ridiculous charm. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for tickets and showtimes.
September's serving up more than stripes at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all month long. Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the football you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page, and don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Great food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Hey, I went to the new place. They didn't have everything, but the bananas were on sale.
Wait, why didn't you go to Woodman's?
Hi, we're the Woodman's.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
Other stores promote a few items but charge more for everything else.
At Woodman's, you save big time money on your whole grocery bill.
I even use the app to compare prices.
Oh my gosh, talk about receipt regret.
Our work here is done.
Service and savings. It's
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A pretzel cheddar club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, the original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the pretzel cheddar club with cherry berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Time to talk sports again, and Mike Clemens is here for your Friday morning, and let's talk about the game last night.
The Packers winning again, this time 27-18 over a Washington Commanders team that went to the playoffs last year, matter of fact, NFC Championship game, and their quarterback, Jaden Daniels, was the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. I mean, this kid, he scrambles, he can, you know, release the ball accurately, 60 yards downfield. And Jeff Hafley, the Packers defense coordinator, had a great game plan against him. And this kid, I mean, they hit him 12 times, they sacked him 4 times. He was on the run all night long, and they held him to 3 points heading into the fourth quarter last night. So it's just another outstanding performance by the Packers defense. You know, Micah Parsons got into Green Bay, well, it was 2 weeks ago yesterday after that huge trade with the Dallas Cowboys. But it's everybody that's contributing now. Lucas Van Ness got a sack. And I was talking to the safety for the Packers, Xavier McKinney. Like, have you ever seen so many fast guys on a defense like that? And he said, no. He says, I almost had nothing to do tonight. He said, because, you know, we were getting such good pressure from the linebackers like Edgerrin Cooper and Quay Walker, who was playing out of his mind. You know, we just shut down the Commanders' offense. So now they get the weekend off, and then next week we head to Cleveland, and where they're going to host, they're going to take on the Browns for a noon game. And I'm going to try and get there early on Saturday and see if I can get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. You ever been there?
No, I would love to go. Chubby Checker, for the first time, was just inducted, or he will be inducted this month, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame since he's been cranking out the tunes in the early 60s, and he's not even going to be there for it. He's been wanting to go there for years, get in there, and now he's not going to. He's going to be performing somewhere, he said. So.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, so that's what's going on with the Packers. Now, unfortunately, they had a bad injury last night. Jaden Reed's one of their top receivers. He's running out for a pass down the right-hand side, leaps out, you know, reaches to catch it, 39 yards. Actually would have been nullified because a rookie offensive tackle they had filling in last night, Anthony Belton, I think it was a holding penalty. But he's reaching out, and he lands on the shoulder, and he comes, you know, jogging off. X-rays, broken collarbone. And, you know, he'll be out till December with that, if he comes back this season at all. So that was, you know, a huge setback for the Packers. They're going to hope to get Christian Watson back, one of their star receivers from a torn ACL, maybe next month. They just signed him to a new $13.2 million one-year contract extension. But that's a big minus for the Packers offense.
Does the word Commanders roll off your tongue yet, Washington Commanders? Because when I hear it...
You know what they were for 70-plus years.
Yeah, the Redskins.
The other thing. Yeah. And Wayne said that by mistake last night in the Packers game, and he bit his tongue. Oops, sorry. He apologized, you know. I mean the Commanders. No, they come out with those jerseys. And I saw, I ran into some people last night. I ran into Mike McCarthy and got to talk to him, the former Packers head coach. He was back last weekend for the Super Bowl 45 reunion they had at halftime. And, you know, he told me that, after he got fired from Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, Jerry brought him in for a meeting in June. But he's cleaned up his house and moved back to Green Bay. He's got an eighth grader. Their youngest is in eighth grade, so he's going to all her games and stuff and spent the summer on his boat in Door County. But he's back in Green Bay. That's where they live. That's where he met his wife, Jessica. And he got invited to, you know, sit in a suite at a game last night, so why not? So I got to see him. And then I saw Doug Williams, who was a quarterback for Washington when they had that other name before, back in 1988, and they won the Super Bowl. He threw four touchdown passes, and they stomped the John Elway and the Broncos like 42-10 in that one, and he was named the MVP. But he's a big dude, 6'4", walking around over there on the Washington side of the press box last night.
I like the way you said that, on there, like the former name, like the name that must not be spoken.
Well, you know.
I just like the way you said that. Yeah. The other name that you said.
Yeah, you know.
Like it's like when Prince, the artist formerly known as Prince, remember that?
Yeah, artistly formerly known as the Redskins. I mean the Commanders.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about college football.
Badgers are going to be playing a game in Alabama for the first time ever, in, you know, historic. So they're going to be in Tuscaloosa. Isn't there a Groucho Marx joke about that? Something about...
Yes, Tuscaloosa, yeah.
I was hunting elephants in Africa, but in Alabama, the Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, anyway, that's right. Yeah, that's it.
So they kick off at 11 o'clock, and Alabama's 19th ranked in the country. They are 21-point favorites in the game. They came to Madison last year and beat the Badgers pretty bad. I think it was the same score as that Super Bowl, 42-10. But I did find there was one time the Badgers beat Alabama, 1928. 15-0 at the old Camp Randall Stadium back then. So Luke Fickell's, you know, going to hope that he can pull off the upset of the year.
Roll Tide. Excuse me. Go Badgers. I screwed up there for a second. I'm sorry. You know, when I lived down south between Georgia Tech, the University of Georgia, and Alabama, because it was all like our radio station covered all that area. Whoa. It's like a circus on Saturday afternoons when you live down south.
Well, college football in Atlanta is still crazy. Yeah. But, because I lived down – we lived in Atlanta for 2 or 3 years when I was just about to start high school. And, Georgia Tech games, I got to go to a couple of those Georgia Tech games College football is huge. Matter of fact, you open up the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the newspaper down there, and the first six pages are about college football, and page seven has the Falcons on it. So
well, my first, and we also, but the radio station I worked at also covered the Tennessee Volunteers. So we had all these football games on Saturday. Some, you know, delayed in the middle of the night. We covered because we were on the Armed Forces Radio Network. And we covered all. We ran all the games. My first football game ever was in Athens to go see the Georgia Bulldogs.
Georgia Bulldogs.
I had never been to a college football game. It was like a I've been to professional games, but never to a college game. It was like a circus out there on the field. Every time they took a timeout, all the cheerleaders came out and.
And there's some drinking too. That's what I've been told. That's what I've been told.
All right, baseball. Let's not forget baseball. It's October coming up, and that's the do or die for baseball.
Brewers against the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, the Brewers are coming off a three-game losing streak to the Texas Rangers. The Rangers are close. They're desperate to get into the playoffs. But the Brewers, they've got 89 wins, and I checked the standings. They're still 5.5 games ahead of the Cubs, so they're still going to get into the playoffs this year. But you know, they could pick up some wins this weekend against the Cardinals. Oh, by the way, last night before the game, I was like, those guys look familiar. And there was a bunch of Brewers. They had the night off. They got back from their flight from Texas, so Caleb Durbin and Sal Frelick and Bryce Strang, some of the Brewers, came up and were standing on the sidelines watching the football game last night. But they'll be at AmFam Field tonight to start a weekend series against the St. Louis Cardinals.
One of the greatest quarterbacks, Joe Namath, Broadway Joe Namath, for the New York Jets and a few other teams after that, had 49. Did he play the 49ers too?
I
don't know. Yeah.
I don't remember.
Okay, he had a losing streak in his career, losing record. He only won 62 games as the quarterback, lost 63, had 173 touchdowns and 220 interceptions, but thanks mostly to his performance in Super Bowl III, he is in the Hall of Fame. I got to meet him because where I went to college, Hofstra University, that was the training camp for the New York Jets. And I went to school there in 1972 when Namath and Don Meredith and Emerson Boozer, all those guys were on the Jets. And the radio station I worked at, John Schmidt, the center, was our sports director, allegedly. And so I got to meet all these guys. We used to bring our food out, and they used to snatch French fries out of our plates and so forth. It was great. Yeah.
Listen, Namath is a valid Hall of Famer, though. I mean, he had such a perfect passing motion coming out of Alabama, by the way, playing for Bear Bryant.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it hadn't been for the knee injuries, you know, and if they'd had the technology for, you know, knee surgery like in the 70s, like they have today, he probably would have had a much better career. But he was kind of a sitting duck back there for the last 3 or 4 years of his career in the NFL. But he was a great passer.
Well, you stay safe. Have a good weekend, my friend. We'll see you next Friday.
Thanks, Don.
All right, Mike Clemens watching sports for WRJN and the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Don Rosen. Catch you Monday. Have yourself a safe weekend, all right?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump says a suspect is now in custody in Wednesday's assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him.
The president revealed the news in person in an appearance on Fox and Friends.
Somebody that was very close to him said, that's him.